Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Would You Rather is brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. If you remember Tarbox, it's now New Car. Hyundai Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. Discover why everyone loves a new car. Meanwhile, Keefe, text line is weighing in extensively on Devin McCourty.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, someone says, Keefe, I love that you were already making business decisions back in high school, not jumping in on fumbles. Good
smart.
Call.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of them like this. I saw this on the Twitch chat as well, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Guys, he's not wrong. High school, they told us not to make like a handshake, or they taught us to make like a handshake and shove between the butt cheeks.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if people are coaching to defend it, people are also coaching to go after
that
it.
That is nasty.
That is nasty.
High school?
High school. It's cutthroat.
It is cutthroat.
It's going to be varsity.
There's true tush push.
That's where the tush push started.
Seriously.
Exactly.
But like, speaking of that.
An alarming amount of people are weighing in and saying, yeah, no, he's onto something.
But like, speaking of that, the tush push should really lead to the most chaos. Because if you're on defense, you're already annoyed that they're running this. Mm-hmm. And then there's 20 guys on a pile.
Yeah,
basically, like everybody just goes right to that spot because like a random fumble, it's like, yeah, you want the ball, but it's not like you think it's like a cheap play or something.
Right.
So you would think the tush push is like, oh, if you want to do the tush push, like get ready for this.
Yeah. Cover your butt cheeks if you want to run the tush push.
Hurts wears a shield, doesn't he?
Good question.
He
might. That sounds right.
Yeah, he probably should. That'll help. Yeah, that'll help the eye gouge.
I'd get on that if not. Yeah. So anyway, Would You Rather Wednesday? We'll get to the hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45, Pure Hoops. With Terp coming up at high noon, Jackson 5 at 1, Kiefer Madness at 12:45, jam-packed finish to the show. What's our first Would You Rather today, Bill?
Would you rather Travion Henderson or Cam Scataboo?
Scataboo. Now, the injury is concerning,
yeah.
But Scataboo, before he got hurt, was like the most fun player in the league, I think. Most fun, not best player.
Yeah.
But like the most fun player in the league, running around, headbutting everything, smashing into stuff.
He was so insanely productive in college, and his name got brought up a lot during the draft because they were like, hey, the Patriots might draft a running back. And it was one of those like, will it translate, right? Like, will he be good in the pros? And obviously the pros didn't really feel like it because he fell to, what, the fourth round?
He was a fourth round pick, yeah.
So day one and day two go by. You know, obviously Henderson's a second round pick. A lot of running backs are picked ahead of him. I don't know how long the shelf life is for any running back, let alone Scataboo.
I was going to say, I don't think it's long for him, but good point about any back. Yeah.
Like, this might be a rookie deal and then you're kind of done. And he couldn't even get through his rookie season. But yeah, he seemed to be way more of a spark. And Henderson, I like what I've seen the last few weeks, not last week as much, but the 2 weeks prior to the Bengals game, I kind of liked it. But no, if you could go back and switch him, I would.
Me too. Scataboo started at Sac State. His first 2 years, he ran for like 9 yards a carry and 7, but that's smaller time college football. His senior year at ASU, and they were in the college football playoff.
No, they were good.
Tearing up Texas. He had like 2,300 total yards and 24 touchdowns.
Didn't he, like, throw a touchdown,
too?
Probably. He ran, he caught passes, and, like, yeah, he was something else.
You're correct. He threw a touchdown. He was 1 for 2 with a 50-yard touchdown. I'm sorry, a 50% completion, 42-yard touchdown pass. as a senior at ASU.
I mean, he was pretty electric.
The only reason the answer isn't Scataboo is because he's hurt. It was horrific. How's he going to come back from the injury? I like what I've seen out of Travion Henderson.
Uh-huh.
And I like how it's developing week over week. I wish they used him more down by the goal line. You've been highlighting this all week, Keith, instead of Terrell Jennings and Ramondre Stevenson. I like Travion Henderson.
Yeah, Scataboo might be able to get it in from the one-yard line.
I would think.
Yeah.
He did it three times against the Eagles, who are one of the better defenses earlier this year. So, yeah, that would be my pick. Okay, what else do we have, Bill?
Would you rather Joe Ryan or Pete Alonso?
We're all in the we want both department. Right. But after the Sonny Gray signing, would you rather have just one of those two guys? I would rather have Pete Alonso.
Me too.
Joe
what
Ryan.
What about take Sonny Gray out of it? But go in the Wayback Machine to before we knew about this trade. Joe Ryan or Pete Alonso?
Yeah, still Pete Alonso.
Same.
I still would want the bat.
I think they're pitching without even adding Sonny Gray, never mind Joe Ryan, I think is okay. They desperately need a bat.
They need a 40 home run guy. They don't have a 40 home run guy. And you can even say Devers wasn't a 40 home run guy. He never was. But they need something like that. And Pete Alonso can at least provide that. It's one of the reasons why I'm a Alonso over Bregman guy when we've had that as a discussion.
Right.
But
so if that was the would you rather, I'm Bregman
you're
on
Bregman.
That. You're Alonso on that, but Alonso or Ryan, we want both, but now you got to pick. I would choose Pete Alonso.
Yeah, because I think Crochet, Bayo, Ryan is solid. Like, that's a good place to be. You can improve it, obviously. But right now, the lineup, what is it? It's Roman Anthony?
Yeah.
Trevor Story, Willier Abreu, I guess. But, like, those guys are, like,
not enough.
No.
You can get by with your pitching right now. It doesn't make it great, but you got by with your pitching a year ago.
But the lineup has, like, a giant hole.
Correct.
Like, yeah.
Correct. And that is, again, this is where I'm going to defer to the Devers people. The Red Sox need to spend his money, and at some point they need to replace the bat. They spackled it together last year. They were better without him. But at some point you do need to replace that bat. I wanted him gone. I don't care that he's gone. But that doesn't mean you never need to replace the production. At some point, that production needs to be replaced. So either bringing back Bregman would do some of that. Alonso, I think, would do a lot of that. But yeah, I would rather have the bat than the arm in that scenario. What else, Bill?
Would you rather be a faithful or a traitor?
All right, let's ask you. I ended up going faithful. I think in a group of people that
You didn't answer what you'd rather be. You're applying trying to get on the show.
Yes.
And maybe what you'd be better at. The question was, what would you be better at? Not what you would rather be.
Oh, I think you would rather be the traitor. 100%. It feels like the game is in your control. Now, you could get bounced really quick and be over, but at least you're the ones trying to make some moves. I feel like there's probably more strategy there. You're also the centerpiece of the show.
Correct.
So there's that. If you want more FaceTime, which
yes,
I would,
I yeah,
that's, you're in the turret. You're talking with the other traitor. You're doing all this stuff. Every time
you
somebody
a cool cloak.
You have a cool cloak. Thank you, Nick. And every time somebody
more one-on-one time with Alan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, which I would want. And then they would always, anytime somebody's talking in the house, they would immediately pan over to you to see what your reaction is.
And you're one of the first to breakfast.
And sometimes you are. That changes, Nick.
That's not always, Nick.
I feel like most episodes they are one of the first
people.
Giving
away the train. Oh, you think that's a tell?
I do.
I'd have to go back and take a closer look at that. I don't think it's always. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Nick would be out quick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That would be his theory. And then they'd be like, I think it's Nick. Nick's out.
Probably.
Okay, so what would I rather?
I think I would rather be.
I would rather be a traitor for all the reasons you said, but I admittedly would be really bad at it.
And it'd be a better chance to win faithful, right?
Yeah. And just, I think that's a little easier to kind of sit back. I mean, hopefully you don't get picked off and like framed, which could easily happen.
Yeah.
But keeping track of all those lies is real difficult. A lot of people are like, oh, just lie to people. Well, yeah. But now your lies have to all line up, and you got to remember what you told somebody when you were trying to wriggle out of this.
That's
real difficult.
A faithful never has to lie.
That's true.
You just tell the truth the whole time.
So I would rather be a traitor, but
The sneaky part about being a faithful is like you have to figure out who you can really tell stuff to.
Right.
Because then you don't want to be telling your whole game plan to a traitor. Then they're like, oh, this guy's definitely on to us.
You need a number one.
Yeah.
And it's got to be somebody you trust. Yeah.
Or you do the from season 2 or 3 of the Tom Sandoval from one of those Bravo shows.
Yes.
Just be completely oblivious to everything.
So dumb.
Get to the end.
Just be so dumb that they're like, we can keep this guy around. He's nowhere near us.
Honestly, that's probably
not bad.
That's probably a good strategy. Real stupid.
And he probably accused himself at one point.
Yeah. Like, I'm voting for me.
Yeah.
Like, you're voting for yourself?
He's helping us stay in the house. This can backfire. Gauntlet 3, they brought Big Easy to a final.
Oh, right.
Specifically.
Then they almost killed him.
Trying to beat him and knock him out, and then ended up dragging them down, and he did almost
literally
die.
Dragging him down.
Yeah. I think if Brad didn't say, you're about to kill this man, they
MTV
might have accidentally
stand
killed
up
that
and
man.
Save that guy's life.
No.
Brad did.
No. So sometimes you want to bring people to a final and it blows up on you.
Good point.
That could have happened with Sandoval, but I agree. That's not a bad strategy to go in oblivious.
Right.
Final would you rather, Bill?
Would you rather pie or cake?
So cake. I like cake.
Yeah.
There's like a birthday cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I get to really pick, I'd like an ice cream cake, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you like ice cream cakes.
I forgot you don't like ice
I
cream
like
cake.
I like desserts and pastries, but neither one is like my favorite. I like, you know, like donuts and cookies and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But like cakes and pies.
Like
cakes and pies. I don't know. I feel like you probably have a better hit rate with the pies, to be honest.
I think you have to put like one of each in front of you. It has to be a certain kind of each, and then you can decide.
So like pumpkin pie or chocolate cake?
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I think it might. I think
chocolate cake.
But there's more consistency
like
with the pumpkin pie.
On
there's
Thanksgiving,
not a lot of like bad pumpkin pies where like, you
there's
might
not
get
a lot
like
of
a
bad
really.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, you get like a dry cake.
You get a,
dry pie.
Dry pie?
Thank you.
I bet you could.
No way. No way.
Give it time.
I bet they exist.
Careful.
Not in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's really says more about me.
Yeah, that's
really,
right.
It's really more
that's
about
definitely
me.
On you.
It's on me. It's a good point.
It's definitely on you.
So, no, but you can. It's not that bad. It's like pizza. You might get a dry slice of pizza or something like that, but it's still pizza.
Chocolate
cake. Well, chocolate cake, a bad piece of chocolate cake is not that bad. You're making it sound like it's like awful and unedible.
I do like carrot cake, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big carrot cake guy, so that's better than most pies.
Mm-hmm.
Because pies, I feel like this is their time to shine, right? Thanksgiving?
Sure.
It's like everybody, hey, here's this. Here's the pumpkin pie. Here's the pecan pie. But you're like, eh. Because how many other times during the year are you having a slice of pie?
One wouldn't think off.
Not much.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
Would you rather have birthday pie and Thanksgiving cakes?
No, it's like I said.
Switch it up on
If you're saying that's now on Thanksgiving, what
Thanksgiving,
am I going to
eat? All right, the meal's over. Here
I'd
comes
probably
the
eat
cake
a pumpkin pie, apple pie,
cake
no cake. But every day of the year, cake. Now, this was in my inbox this morning, Keith.
Okay.
My Axios newsletter, Bragg.
Wow.
Here's what it said.
Wait, Axios newsletter?
This is cream pie country is the headline.
Okay. I'm mature. I'm mature enough to handle this. Go ahead.
The most popular pie by state.
Yeah, please.
They surveyed all the various states. So like out west, people like their pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is a good one.
Massachusetts
and like?
Most of northern New England. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, cream.
Boston cream. I think you have to say Boston ahead of time.
The headline says this is cream pie country.
It changes the meaning. You have to say Boston.
It looks like Connecticut likes a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
Rhode Island likes a coconut custard.
Anybody like a lemon meringue or a key lime?
I don't see meringue as an option.
They're kind of sour.
Peanut butter pie.
That's probably good.
It's awesome.
Louisiana.
Yeah, peanut butter pie.
Oh, looks like Arkansas.
A crazy good one.
Arkansas likes a peanut butter pie. That's a Hunter Henry question.
Oh,
we'll
have to ask him.
Yeah, we got to get that
Circle
in there.
Circle back to Hunter Henry on Monday.
Okay.
I'm wondering how the Hunter Henry interview is going to go. It probably won't be Monday because they have a game.
No, it's
probably
Tuesday. Yeah, it's going to have to be Tuesday.
Because he was kind of warming up to us, and then we kind of left it on a tough note.
We fumbled. And we didn't.
Well,
we didn't cover all our orifices.
Leave it with that. Last fumble you recovered, was it worth it?
What happened out there?
Be specific with what happened out there.
617-779-7937. Those are Would You Rathers on a Wednesday, the eve of Thanksgiving. We have Pure Hoops with Terp coming up at high noon. Kiefer Madness, 1245. The Jackson 5 at 1 o'clock. And on the way next, hashtag Dork Minute. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.